Hello?
Good evening. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. I am not selling anything, and I will not ask you for a donation. May I speak with Frank Kidera?
This is Frank.
Thank you very much. Just to let you know that this is about housing development in Levine Village. So first of all, do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona?
Yes.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track?
I can't say.
For the purpose of the question, would you lean more towards the right direction or the wrong track?
Well, I can't say it's right or wrong. I don't see anything happening, so I'm going to just say I guess not. No.
Oh, okay. Okay, thank you. Now, I would like to ask you some questions about the Levine area of Phoenix. This area lies south of Salt River, north of South Mountain Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of the Gila River Indian Community. Going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as Levine. Is that definition clear, or do you need for me to read where Levine area is again?
No, I know it.
Thank you. Just for the purposes that we're talking to, or we're speaking to people of all ages, in what year were you born?
69.
Thank you very much. Are you or is anyone in your household Hispanic or Latino descent?
Hispanic.
Is that you or someone in the or a household member?
Hispanic.
But is that you or is it a household member who is Hispanic?
The whole family.
Okay.
The whole family is Hispanic.
Thank you. And just for the purpose of the question, do you consider yourself to be white, African-American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, multiracial, or another race not listed here?
Hispanic or Latino.
Thank you. Overall, would you describe the quality of life in Levine as excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Next, I'm going to read you a list of things that people say would improve the quality of life in Levine. Please rate each item on a scale from 1 to 5, where 1 means that it would do very little to improve the quality of life, and 5 means that it would do a lot to improve the quality of life. You can use any number from 1 to 5, and the higher the number, the more it would improve the quality of life in Levine. The first one is... more dining and entertainment options.
5.
Better street and road maintenance.
5.
More shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses.
5.
More affordable housing options to buy or rent.
5.
More good paying jobs.
5.
Better public transportation options.
5.
More parks and recreational opportunities.
5.
Thank you very much. In terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed but looking for work, retired, a student, or a homemaker?
Employed.
Thank you very much. And would you say there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trade, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Levine?
Not enough.
So between too few and about the right amount?
Yeah, too few.
Thank you. And thinking about businesses in your area, would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Levine?
Too few.
Thank you. thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read to you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses. For each, please tell me no or yes if you would like to see more of that kind of business in Laveen. Would you like to see more of doctors' offices and hospitals in Laveen?
No.
Would you like to see more dollar stores and discount chains in Laveen?
No.
Would you like to see restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues in Laveen? More of them?
No.
Would you like to see more home goods stores and other retail stores like Target in Laveen?
Yes.
And is that a yes strongly or yes somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. And would you like to see more grocery stores and supermarkets in Laveen?
More.
Is that a yes strongly or yes somewhat?
Yes strongly.
Thank you. And in your words, what type of stores and businesses would you most like to see more of in Laveen?
Retail.
Retail store. Another one that you would like to add, or is that it?
That's it.
Okay, thank you. Now we're going to switch gears a bit, but before that, I would like to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, so please bear with me. Now, how much of a problem is the availability of housing in Laveen? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or departments that are available to buy or rent. Is housing availability a big problem, a very big problem, a fairly big problem, a moderate problem, a slight problem, or not a problem at all?
Moderate problem.
And how much of a problem is housing affordability in Laveen? That is to say, how much it costs or to buy or rent a home. Is housing affordability a very big problem, a fairly big problem, a moderate problem, a slight problem, or not a problem at all?
Very big problem.
Thank you. Still thinking about residential development, I'm going to read to you a list of different kinds of housing. For each, please tell me no or yes if you would like to see more of that kind of housing in Laveen. Would you like to see more housing options for seniors in Laveen?
Yes.
Is that a yes strongly or yes somewhat?
Yes strongly.
Would you like to see more multi-family housing like apartments or condominiums in Laveen?
No strongly.
Would you like to see more townhouses or attached homes in Laveen?
No strongly.
And would you like to see more single-family detached homes in Laveen?
Yes, strongly.
Thank you. How long have you lived in Phoenix? Less than 5 years, 5 to 10 years? 11 to 20 years? More than 20 years?
More than 20.
And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
Own.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read to you some proposals to address housing costs and options in Laveen. Please tell me whether you oppose or favor each one. The first proposal is to repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing.
Oppose.
And would that be a somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
Strongly opposed.
Thank you. The next proposal is change zoning laws to allow a mix of single-family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood.
Oppose.
Is that a somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
Strongly opposed.
Thank you. And the next proposal is to change zoning laws to allow for the construction of multifamily housing like townhouses, duplexes, and triplexes.
Oppose strongly.
The next proposal is change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings.
oppose strongly.
The next proposal is to change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings.
Oppose strongly.
And the next proposal is to repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing.
Yes, strongly.
Okay, thank you. And finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
2 years college.
Thank you. What is your annual household income? Just stop me when you hear or when I get to the right amount. Is it less than $25,000, $25,000 to $50,000? $50,001 to $75,000, $75,001 to $100,000. Thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have your first name?
Frank.
Thank you very much. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation, sir. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful night.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.